wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour here on this Monday, August 3rd, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Turnout. Turnout tomorrow is critical, especially on the Republican side. Let me explain why. Well, I don't participate in primary elections. Whoever the party picks, that's who I'll vote for, maybe in November. That apathy has got to be overcome by using this fact. Democrats have a race for U.S. Senate. Governor's race, nah, not so much. Benson is going to win handily over Chris Swanson. It's going to be a landslide. But in the U.S. Senate side, Haley Stevens, the establishment supported endorsed candidate versus the very liberal progressive El Sayed, is a real race. Their polling numbers are just over the top close. This is going to come out to turnout on the Democrat side. As a result, they will not be crossing over in voting on our Republican side. Why? Because it's a party primary election. When you get your ballot, you'll see you can only mark all Republicans or all Democrats. You can't cross over. So what does that mean? We have an opportunity tomorrow for governor to have a real Republican primary. Like I said, I didn't even vote for Mike Rogers on my ballot. He's unopposed. I didn't vote for my state senator, John DeMoose, or my state rep, John Roth. They're unopposed. The only two that I colored in was Perry Johnson for governor and Justin Michael for Congress. All the rest of them I left blank. Tomorrow, folks, we have an opportunity to participate in a real Republican primary, especially up here in the 1st Congressional District. Statewide, for governor's race, absolutely as well. We have an opportunity to say, we the people run this party. We the people have more votes than the establishment. We even have more votes going against President Donald Trump's endorsed candidate, John James, than he does. We, the people, have the power in Michigan. Mr. President, with all due respect, you should have stayed out of our primary. But you were strong-armed by John James' attorney to endorse him. If you wanted his votes in Congress for the rest of this calendar year, we get that. But that's just another reason to tick us off. you really truly believe in Donald Trump's heart of hearts that he believes John James would be a good governor? They had to spend $20 million to get him elected to Congress. And if you look at his conservative voting record, he's not that conservative, folks. John Birch has him at 48%. The American Conservative Union has him at 52%. American Conservative Union. Yeah, that's right. Those folks. He has him at 52%. He's barely a conservative, according to the most conservative organization nationwide, American Conservative Union. John James is not a conservative. I don't believe he even has President Trump's back. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is, there's a cure. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Michigan's 1st District. It's time to elect someone who cares about people, someone who is from the district. Washington is stagnant. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Talking about the Republicans in the state of Michigan having a real Republican primary tomorrow. Democrats are staying home. They are going to stay home so they can vote in the U.S. Senate race. Haley Stevens versus Abdul El Sayed. They will not be crossing over and voting on the Republican side of the ballot. Independents, I believe, are going to be voting in the Republican primary tomorrow. If you're truly an independent, you don't like Republicans any more than Democrats, you vote for the person. Let me speak to you about the governor's race on the Republican side. Perry Johnson's an independent. Independent businessman. He's not taken $1 from anybody except for $125. When his campaign first opened, $100 donation from a gentleman, I believe he's in mid-Michigan somewhere, is an independent. He wrote him a check for $100. Parker Maddock, the daughter of State Representative Matt Maddock and Michonne Maddock, wrote a check for $25. God bless her. Well, Perry Johnson, his campaign manager, deposited those monies and were reflected in his most recent campaign report. He has funded his campaign all on his own. No PACs supporting his campaign. He's doing it himself. He's independent. He's not going to be beholden to special interest groups, lobbying groups. He won't be beholden to anybody other than the people of the state of Michigan. If you're truly independent, why are you independent? Because you don't like party politics. You don't like the games that are played with the PACs, special interest groups, big corporations donating to these candidates, Republicans and Democrats. You don't like the money game. You don't like the parties. I get that. I totally get that. You're independent. Always have been, always will be. But Perry Johnson is a candidate that's only running as a Republican because most of his other values and principles align with that party. The biggest one is abortion. When I asked him on this radio station, on this microphone back on March 5th, you know what he said? He wanted to be the Pope. Born and raised in a Catholic school. He's Catholic. Catholics are one of the most pro-life religions out there. Well, guess what? Because of abortion, he's a Republican. And other principles, like being a fiscal conservative, somebody who's going to go in and audit the entire state budget, every bureaucratic agency and department, he's going to choose to be conservative fiscally, responsible to the people of the state of Michigan, not to a party, not to a special interest group. Folks, do you know how many lobbyists we have in Lansing? Every single major industry, organization, association has a hired gun in Lansing to represent their interests. The American Medical Association, the dentists, the chiropractors, dental hygienists have a lobbyist in Lansing. When you go, like I am later today, to get my teeth clean, due for my 6-month cleanup, guess what? The dental hygienist cleaning my teeth has a lobbyist in Lansing. Michigan Restaurant and Hotel Association. Hotels, restaurants have lobbyists. Gas stations have lobbyists. Party stores have lobbyists. Grocery stores, drug stores, Every single store you go to has a lobbyist in Lansing. Well, guess what? None of those lobbying organizations have been able to donate to Perry Johnson. Oh, they've donated all right to John James, but not to Perry Johnson. And guess what? John James, as a result, is beholden. Two members of the DeVos family put up a $5 million super PAC to support John James' campaign. More money than he's actually raised in his own campaign. You got a PAC controlled by two DeVos's that created this super PAC. Probably other DeVos family members have donated to it. John James is beholden to the DeVos family. Put that into perspective. I'm sorry. I don't want a candidate running against Jocelyn Benson that is beholden to the DeVos family. I don't want a candidate who's limited to the amount of money he can raise and spend in November against Benson. Perry Johnson told me before it's over and done with, tomorrow night, he's going to have spent close to $50 million of his own money for this primary election. He told me he's willing to spend three times that amount, $150 million, in November to defeat Benson and to help the other Republicans get elected if he's at the top of the ticket. Mike Rogers will have ads running for him. State Senate candidates will have ads running for them. Mailers, signs, all of the things needed to save the ticket and to win in November if Perry Johnson wins tomorrow. That's simple, folks. I have been saying this for over a year heading into this election year. I wanted a businessman to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. I wanted a businessman, an outsider, to come in and fix the state of Michigan because it is broken and it needs to be fixed, especially economically. Economics is everything when it comes to growing our population, when it goes to getting more people here to live here, to enjoy our beautiful state, but number two, be able to pay for our state government. Perry Johnson wants to do it at the local level. He doesn't want the money going to Lansing and then pennies on the dollar going back. He wants the money going to the counties, county road commissions, county board of commissioners, taking care of police, fire, schools, everything that needs to be done, but do it at the local level. Lansing is a behemoth monster swamp creature, and it needs to be reduced. You cut the head of the snake off, the body dies. Exactly what needs to happen. You guys have a $1 bill in your pocket or in your purse, wallet? Pull it out. Look at the backside of a $1 bill. You see that pyramid over there? Big, large base of that pyramid. Going up to about almost two-thirds of it is supposed to be local government. Roughly less than a third what's towards the top, that's supposed to be state government. And then there's a cut in that pyramid. Do you see the very top of the pyramid with the eye in it? You know what that is? Federal government. We have allowed this pyramid to go completely upside down. Federal government is the huge base now at the bottom instead of local government. The one-third middle part now is basically Lansing. That little tiny I, which is supposed to be federal government, is now our county government. This government has gotten completely turned upside down, and we've allowed it because of the people we vote for. Well, all you have to do is go to a website. Do it today. Y'all got my phone number, 231-360-5140. Text me 10X. 10XVotes is plural.com. Find 10 people's names by going to that website, sign up for an account, log into that database, and type in whatever name you want. Whatever name you want. People that you know that live in Michigan, and check and see if they're on that list. Because if they're on that list, they are a low propensity Republican voter. What does that mean? Most likely, they only vote in presidential elections. Last time they voted, November 5th, 2024. Did not vote at all last year in any special millages or local elections, and probably not going to vote tomorrow. You have an opportunity to make a difference. You can get 10 people that normally will not vote tomorrow. You can get them to vote. Tell them to vote for Perry Johnson for governor. If you live in the first district, they live in the first district, tell them to vote for Justin Michael. But then ask them to go to the same website, do exactly what you did, get them to get an account and search for 10 of their friends. Between right now, this show ending almost 11:30 here on Monday, between now and 8 p.m. tomorrow, we can make a difference. 10xvotes.com. If you're not able to search for the website, text me. 231-360-5140. Text me 10X. I'll send you a clickable link. You can do it on your phone, people. They have identified 1.7 million Republicans that don't normally vote in midterm elections tomorrow. If you do this, and find 10 of your friends and call them. Tell them who to vote for. Ask them, were you planning on voting tomorrow, primary day? Oh, God, no, I don't waste my time on those. We need you to do this. We need you to get out and vote. Polls are open until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. One of the things you have to understand, people, we can make a difference, and it's crunch time. It's got to happen, and it's got to happen soon. Today, right now. Don't just give it lip service and expect somebody else to do it. You do it. Text me 10X right now, and I'll send you the link. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.